愿大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
圣经里面记载主耶稣是一个受苦的仆人。
In the Bible, it records that Jesus Christ is a suffering servant.
他来世界只有一个目标，就是要受苦。
He came to this world for only one reason, that is to suffer.
通过他的受苦来成全他对我们的救恩。
And by his suffering, he has accomplished the salvation for us.
也通过他的受苦来代表他对我们的爱。
And by his suffering, he demonstrated his love for us.
我们今天活在世界上，成为一个非常不一样的人，因为主耶稣爱我们。
As we live in this world, we are different because of the love of Jesus.
我们请看彼得前书。第二章
Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节
Verse 9.
第二章的第九节
Chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light.
每一次在读圣经啊，我们就得到很大的安慰。
Every time we read the scriptures, we receive comfort.
因为从圣经里面，我们看到神给我们的福分确实是很美妙，而且是很宝贵的。
So because from the scriptures we can see the blessings of God, it is wonderful, it is precious.
虽然我们信主以后在世界上的生活可能没有什么改变。
Even though after we believe in Christ, even though our life in this world may not change much.
但是圣经告诉我们，其实他给我们很大的爱。
But yet the Bible tells us that God gives us an abundance of love.
这里说我们是被拣选的族类。
Here the Bible tells us we are a chosen people.
拣选是什么意思?
What does it mean to be chosen?
就是从很多人当中选一部分。
That is to be selected among a large population.
那拣选就是神的爱。
And so to be chosen, it is by God's love.
所以马拉基书里面啊，神借着先知告诉以色列百姓说，我很爱你。
In the book of Malachi, through the words of the prophet, God told the people that they loved him.
为什么?
And why?
因为以色列百姓啊，跑去拜偶像。
Because the Israelites, they went and worship idols.
对神的爱没有了解。
They do not understand God's love.
对神没有吸引力。
They are not drawn and attracted to God.
所以神告诉借先知说，我很爱你。
So God told the people, I have loved you.
那以色列百姓说，你哪里在哪里爱我们？
But yet the people reply, where have you loved me?
那神就对他们说。
So God told them.
说以撒不是有两个孩子，以扫跟雅各吗？
Was there not didn't that Isaac have two sons, Jacob and Esau?
但是我拣选雅各。
But yet I chose Jacob. I love Jacob, but I hated Esau.
这个就是我的爱。
So this is God's love.
所以今天我们能够蒙拣选，这是神的怜悯。
Today we can be chosen. It is by God's mercy.
不是我们配得的。
It is not something that we deserve.
因为在我们身上没有功德能够让神来看重我们。
Because we have no acts of righteousness by which we can be redeemed.
完全是神怜悯我们。
It is purely out of God's mercy.
所以我们是被拣选，是蒙爱的。
We are chosen. We are loved.
那被拣选要做什么？
So why are we chosen?
下面说有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
祭司是在神面前敬拜神。
The priests, they serve God. They offer sacrifices.
这是尊贵的。
This is an honorable duty.
那神拣选我们要做祭司。
God has chosen us to be a priest.
我们跟神不是对等的。
We are not equal to God.
人跟人是相等的。
And among people, everyone is the same.
你是人，我也是人。
We are all human beings.
但是人跟神不是对等的。
But between man and God, we cannot equate the two.
神非常尊贵。
God is honorable.
人非常卑微。
As men, we are lowly.
神非常荣耀。
God is glorious.
我们都 亏缺了他的荣耀。
We fall short of God's glory.
那一个人能够站在神面前呢，服侍神，这是非常尊贵的。
And for us to serve God, this is an honorable duty.
所以在属灵上，我们每一个人都很尊贵。
So spiritually, we are all honorable.
我们是君尊的祭司。
We are the royal priesthood.
是神所认识的，神所宝贵的。
We are known by God, and we are God's precious vessels.
下面说我们是圣洁的国度。
It follows that we are a holy nation.
圣洁就是没有罪。
To be holy is to be sinless.
就是属神
了。We are belonging to God.
我们能够归属神的国度。
We belong to God's holy nation.
因为圣洁。
Because of holiness.
神与我们同在。
God abides with us.
所以生活有喜乐，有平安。
So in our lives, we can find peace and joy.
使我们的生活真的是一种享受。
So our life can become an enjoyment.
享受什么？
What do we enjoy?
享受神的恩典。
We enjoy God's grace.
享受神的同在。
We enjoy God's abidance.
享受神本身。
We enjoy God himself.
因为我们属于圣洁的国度。
Because we are a holy nation.
最后我们是属神的子民。
Finally, it says we are a people belonging to God.
为什么这是恩典？
Why is this the grace of God?
因为我们做神的子民，神就是我们的父。
Because if we are a people belonging to God, God is our Father.
我们的盼望就是要回到父那里去。
Our everlasting hope is to return to the Father.
要在父那里与爱我们的神同在。
And to be with the Father who loves us.
要享受他给我们的产业。
To enjoy the inheritance that he has prepared for us.
就是天国丰盛的荣耀。
That is in heavenly kingdom, the everlasting glory.
我们想我们这么卑微的一个人。
Such a lowly person as we.
怎么有这么大的盼望？
How can we have such a great hope?
这个原来不是我们做成什么。
It is not what we have done.
这是因为基督为我们成全的救恩。
But it is because of the grace of salvation that Christ Jesus has prepared for us.
也就是他来世界上成为一个受苦的仆人来成全的。
And it is accomplished through the suffering of Jesus Christ as a servant.
所以今天我们在领受圣餐，我们要再一次思想神给我们的恩典是何等的宝贵。
Today as we partake the Holy Communion, let us remember the preciousness of His grace.
我们再来看一节圣经节。
Let us read another verse.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Chapter 5.
十七节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书五章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
这节圣经节给我们一个极大的盼望。
And in this verse, we find a great hope.
为什么？
And why so?
因为我们在世界上常常发现很多事情没有办法解决。
In this world, we find that there are many things, there are many problems we cannot take care of.
很多问题没有办法解决。
There are many issues that we have to deal with.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But here the Bible tells us.
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
什么是新造的人？
What is a new creation?
新造的人就是跟主耶稣一样。
A new creation is one that has the likeness of Christ.
有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
We have the holiness and the righteousness of truth.
就是我们人的本性能够更新，能够改变。
That is, we can renew our old self and become a new person.
那我们里面的人性改变了。
So when we can change our sinful nature,
我们发现一切事情都变新的。
We'll find that everything is made new.
所以我们感谢神我们有这个信仰以后，我们发现对很多的事情看法，我们看得很清楚。
So after we have received the faith, we can see things clearly.
为什么？
And why?
因为基督带给我们真理。
Because Christ brings truth.
他的真理在我们里面，我们看事情很清楚。
Because we have the truth, we can see things very clearly.
我们就不会迷惑，也不会迷失。
And so we will not be deceived, we will not be lost.
我们知道人活着是要做什么。
We know the purpose of our life.
我们人生的目标很清楚。
We have very clear directions in life.
我们知道什么是真正有价值的。
We can find true value in life.
这个叫做新造的人。
So that is a new creation.
就是我们进到基督里，进到他的道理里面。
That we have come into Christ and we have known his truth.
所以我们很感谢神，有时候我们在听很多人在讲话。
So we thank God that we hear others talking.
我们就发现他们的观念真的是他不知道他自己在讲什么。
And oftentimes, from their perception, from their speech, we feel that they don't know what they're talking about.
有的人活得很忙。
Some people, they are very busy.
那我们从圣经来看他，他真的不知道他人生在追求什么。
So from the biblical perspective, he has no clear direction in life.
但是我们有基督的真理以后，我们就知道我们在做什么。
But if we have the truth of Christ, we know what we do.
基督的真理能够带领我们超越人生的虚空。
Through the truth of Christ, we can surpass the emptiness of life.
这真的是很宝贵。
So this is very precious.
所以在基督的道里面，我们变成新造的。
So in the truth of Christ, we have become a new creation.
那在基督的灵里面。
And in the spirit of Christ,
我们变成新造的人。
We have become a new creation.
因为基督的灵带给我们力量。
Because the spirit of God gives us strength.
我使我们能够做我们想要做的。
So that we can do what we set out to do.
使我们能够不做我们不想做的。
So that we can avoid doing the things that is wrong.
这个就是自由。
So that is true freedom.
所以在基督里面，我们真的很自由。
In Christ, we find true freedom.
你可以抽烟，你不需要抽烟。
You can smoke, but you don't need to.
你可以喝酒，你不需要喝酒。
You can drink, but you don't need to.
你可以去犯罪，你不需要犯罪。
You can go and commit sins, but there's no need.
我们真的很自由。
We are free from these boundaries.
生活很简单，但是很自由。
We live a very simple life, but yet free.
但是我们在看很多的人。
But if we look at the ordinary people,
看起来很自由。
They appear to be free.
其实是受捆绑。
But yet, they are under bondage.
看起来很丰富。
They live an abundant life.
其实很贫穷。
But yet they are poor.
但是在基督的灵里面，我们真的是变成新人。
So within the spirit of Christ, we have become a new creation.
对的，做得出来；错的，我们不可以不做。
We are able to do what is right and not do what is wrong.
这个就是新造的人。
So this is a sign of a new creation.
那在基督的爱里面，我们变新人。
In the love of Christ, we have also become a new creation.
我们人际关系常常会有一些摩擦跟冲突。
There is often some friction between people.
但是基督的爱充满我们里面。
But when we are filled with the love of Christ,
我们发现有能力去赦免别人。
We feel that we have the power to forgive.
有能力去接纳别人。
To accept others.
而且我们会对别人的软弱产生一种怜悯。
And we can sympathize with the weakness of other people.
好像主耶稣怜悯钉他的人。
Just like Jesus, he forgave those who crucified him.
所以我们就能够离开对人的恨。
So we can depart from our hatred for others.
心中没有恨。
There is no hatred in our heart.
这个就是新人。
So this is the sign of a new creation.
所以我们能够大家跟大家活得很和睦。
So we can live in harmony.
在基督里他就是新造的人。
Then in Christ we are a new creation.
为什么？
And why so?
因为主耶稣来世界上做受苦的仆人。
Because Jesus came as a suffering servant.
来承担我们的软弱
He carried our weakness.
来付出赎我们的代价
He paid the price of our sin.
我们现在来看以赛亚书
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的53章
Isaiah 53
从五十二章开始。
Start with verse with the chapter 52.
十四节。
Verse 14.
许多人因为他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。十四节。
14.
这样他必洗净许多的国民，君王要向他闭口，因为所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；所未曾听见的，他们要明白。请读。十四节，五十二章十四。
Verse 14, just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness.
这里说许多人要因为主耶稣觉得惊奇。
Many were appalled at him.
他面貌比别人憔悴，形容比世人孤高。
His appearance disfigured beyond that of any man.
这是指主在世界上的生活。
And this is a description of the life of Christ.
你看我们每一天在活着，都是要往上爬。
We live every day, we try to improve.
希望物质生活水准越来越高。
We try to elevate our material life standards.
希望我们在社会上这个不能够一直往上成为上层阶级。
We hope to climb the corporate ladder.
是我们在人的面前有荣耀。
So that we may be glorified among men.
但是主耶稣选择往下降。
But yet the Lord Jesus chose to lower himself.
这不简单。
And this is not easy.
这个心智是伟大的。
This takes a great heart.
从天上降下人间。
He descended from heaven.
降为人。
He
降为仆人。
He descended to the form of a servant.
所以五十三章这样说。
So in chapter 53,
第二节。
Verse 2.
他在神的面前生长如嫩芽，根出于干地，无家型美容，我们看见的时候也没有美貌使我们羡慕他。
Verse 2, he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him.
这个是在讲主耶稣出生的环境。
This describes his environment.
在木匠的家庭长大。
He was raised in the house of a carpenter.
所以相当辛苦。
So he lived a very difficult childhood.
再次提到他在世界上的工作。
He described his life work.
走遍各城各乡宣传神国的福音。
He went to all the towns and villages to preach the gospel of heavenly kingdom.
所以过度的劳苦，没有家庭美容。
And because he was so tired and laboursome, he has no outward beauty.
但其实他是神。
But yet he was God himself.
他是荣耀的。
He was the glorious God.
但是他往下降。
But yet he chose to lower himself.
就是因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
第二节。第三节
，Verse 3，
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多多痛苦，常常经忧患。被人藐视，好像被人掩面不看哦，我们也不尊重他。
Verse 3， he was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrow, familiar with suffering, like one who has been, like one from whom men hide from their faces. He was despised, and we esteem him not.
谁愿意被藐视呢
？Who wish to be despised？
没有人愿意。
No one。
但主耶稣。甘愿被藐视。
But yet the Lord Jesus, he was willing to be despised.
为什么
？Why？
因为第四节
，Verse 4，
他背负我们的痛苦，担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Verse 4 says that he took up our infirmities, he carried our sorrow.
因为主耶稣的心呢，爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以他的心里面所关心的是什么
？So what does he care and concern about？
不是他生活的束缚。
It is not his own comfort.
不是人对他的尊重。
It is not the respect for man.
主耶稣心里所最关心的是他所爱的人能够得救。
What he cared the most was that his loved ones can be saved.
能够得恩典。
They can receive grace.
能够得生命。
That they can receive life.
所以为着他所爱的人。
So for those whom he loved.
他选择一个往下降受苦的人生。
He chose to live a life of suffering.
这的爱是伟大的。
So this is a great love.
所以改变我们最大的一个人是谁
？So who is the most influential person in our life？
有时候我们会想，我们的父母大概也不错吧。
Perhaps it is our parents.
有的是说我学校的老师。
Perhaps it is our teacher or professor.
有的说是我公司的一个同事。
Or perhaps it is one of our colleagues.
但是如果我们的生命有进到基督里面，我们会体会到改变我们一生最大一个人是主耶稣。
But if we truly experience the life of Christ, we will know that it is Jesus Christ who is the most important.
因为他所带给我们改变是没有一个人能够改变的。
Because the change that he brings to us, it is something that no one can do.
他给我带给我们的福分是没有一个人能够给我们的。
Because the blessings that he gives us is something that no one can give to us.
他所带给我们的盼望是没有一个人能够给我们的。
And the hope that he brings us is nothing that any other person can give.
他给我们带给我们人生的充实是没有一个人能够给我们。
And the fulfillment and satisfaction is that he bring us is something that we cannot find in this world.
他给我们人生的意义是没有一个人能够给我们的。
And the true meaning of life that we can find in Christ is something that we cannot find in this world.
他是独一的救主。
He is the one and only Savior.
是我们人生改变我们最重要一个人。
He is the one that can change and transform our lives.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
神却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。神以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔延年，是神所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。这个地方说，神定义将他压伤。
In verse 10 says that the Lord's will, was to crush him.
以他为赎罪祭
，cause him to suffer and make him an offering.
主耶稣来世界上，人介绍，看啊，神的羔羊。
When Jesus came, others introduce him. Behold, the Lamb of God.
这头羔羊要做什么
？What is the purpose of this lamb?
羔羊要献祭。
The lamb is meant to be sacrificed.
献祭要做什么？
What is the purpose of the sacrifice?
献祭要赎罪。
Sacrifice for the redemption of our sins.
因为罪借着血才能洁净。
Because sins can only be cleansed by blood.
所以当人在称赞主，看啊，神的羔羊。
So when people praise him as the anointed lamb.
就是表示神差遣这个羔羊来，只有一个目标，就是要为我们死。
As the Lamb of God, he come to die for our sins.
爱我们的人很多。
There are many who may love us.
谁曾为我们死？
Who has ever died for us?
爱我们的人很多。
There are many who loves us.
谁曾为我们牺牲像主耶稣这么大？
And who has sacrificed for us like Jesus Christ?
爱我们的人很多。
There are many who may love us.
谁能够给我们主耶稣所给我们的恩典？
And who can give us the grace that Jesus Christ has given us?
没有一个人。
There's no one.
除了主耶稣。
Apart from Jesus.
所以，
Therefore,
我们在领受圣餐。
As we partake in the communion,
我们要思想。
We need to think.
怎么来回应主耶稣的爱？
How shall we repay the love of God?
我们爱我们的家庭。
We love our family.
我们这么投入的牺牲。
We dedicate, we sacrifice for them.
我们爱我们的子女。
We love our children.
我们这么投入的带领他们。
We are very dedicated in guiding them.
但是对一个最爱我们的主耶稣。
For the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us.
我们的生命有什么回应？
How do we repay and reflect upon his love?
再讲清楚一点。
So, more specifically,
就是我们到底为主耶稣做了什么？
What have we done for Jesus?
时间一天一天过去。
Time passes by day by day.
2011年又来到。
2011 has come upon us.
一月又将过去了。
The month of January is passing.
我们常常要有神的爱在里面感动我们。
Do we have the love of God within our hearts?
所以我们常常想，我能为主耶稣做什么？
So we should think, what can we do for Christ?
立一个志向。
We need to make a determination.
来回应主耶稣对我们的爱。
And to reflect upon the love of Christ.
立一个志向。
To make a determination.
我们一生要讨主耶稣的喜悦。
To live a life that is pleasing to God.
因为每一天，有一天我们每个人要见到我们所爱的主。
Because one day we shall face our Creator.
来接受他给我们那永远荣耀的奖赏。
One day we shall receive the reward that is prepared for us.
所以好，我们在圣餐里要立志。
So as we partake in the communion, let us make a new resolution.
教会的工作很多。
There are many work in the church.
我们要立志在神的国做一个有用的人。
Let us be determined to be a useful vessel of God.
是神的国因为我们的存在。而能够得到帮助，得到复兴。
So that the kingdom of God, because of us, maybe edified, maybe revived.
我们现在来祝谢。
We shall now consecrate the